At the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington, managers and scientists are working against the clock to solve a new possible problem. How much sludge can be dumped into a double-shelled radioactive waste tank before flammable gas might build up in a big bubble? Correspondent Anna King reports.
We're at a group of Hanford waste tanks called the Sea Farm. Workers are pumping the radioactive sludge out of these old single-shelled tanks into more stable double-hulled ones. This radioactive witch's brew constantly generates hydrogen and other flammable gases. Scientists and engineers aren't sure how much the newer massive double-hulled underground tanks can hold before the sludge burps up a major flammable gas bubble. This all matters because a legally binding deadline called a milestone is next September. That's when all the sludge in this tank farm needs to be transferred. Tom Fletcher is the assistant manager for Hanford's tank farms.
That issue can be solved long term, but from a perspective of meeting the 2014 milestone and being complete with Sea Farm, it's critical to solve to make that milestone.
Fletcher says that deadline to clean up Sea Farm is possibly in jeopardy. There's a total of 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge at Hanford. That's the leftovers from making plutonium for bombs during World War II and the Cold War. I'm Anna King in Richland.